Okay, good evening. The past two shiurim, we discussed some of the halachos of hikayin, which means to prepare yourself properly for the davening. Two shiurim ago, we discussed how to dress for davening. Last night, we discussed the halachos of using the bathroom before a person davens. Tonight, we're going to discuss the halacha of washing hands before a person davens. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi Beis, Sif Dalet, that a person must wash their hands before they daven. A person should wash their hands before they go ahead and daven. And I saw in two Sfarim, one Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael, at least in the English version, it's on page 27, and also in the Piskei Tshuvas in Siman Dalet, Ha'ara number 7, if anyone wants to check it up, that this applies to women as well. A lot of people do not realize this. The two Sfarim that I saw, I did not see anybody say not like this, and it makes sense that it should apply to women, that women must wash their hands before they daven as well. Now, this is very applicable by Mincha. Usually by Shacharis, we rely on the Negevasser that we recently did. If we recently did Negevasser, then we're allowed to rely on that. But for Mincha, usually we have not washed our hands recently, so a person needs to wash their hands. If you just went to the bathroom and then you go ahead and wash your hands after the bathroom, of course, because you want to say Asha Yatzar, then that's perfect. Then you could go ahead and daven. We paskin that we do not make a bracha on this washing. The Rambam happens to hold that we do make a bracha on washing before you daven, if a person just used the bathroom, according to the Rambam. But we paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Lama Gimel, that a person does not make a bracha when they wash their hands. They don't make a bracha of al netilas yadayim when they wash their hands before they daven. The Mishnah Brura brings that the Rambam even says that if you don't wash your hands before you daven, then you must daven again. You must repeat the davening, the Shemona Esrei that you davened. But the Mishnah Brura comes out that we do not paskin like that, so don't worry. If you forget and you davened, or let's say all the years in the past, a person davened without washing their hands first, so we paskin that you do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. But just to see the severity of what the Rambam's opinion is, that a person must make sure to wash their hands before they daven. Preferably up until the wrist, b'di'evet up until, you know, if not the end of the world, if it's to the end of the fingers where the knuckles, where the fingers meets the hands, but preferably it should be all the way up until the wrist. In regards to if this needs a cup, does this need a kli? So the Chayyadam says that preferably, yes, a cup should be used, not just simply to put your hands underneath the sink. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to use a cup, but he said also, ink peid kol kach, he says it's not so important to use a cup for this. Others say you don't need a cup. What I would basically tell you is that if there is a cup right in front of you, then a cup should be used. Preferably not a disposable cup, but if you have a disposable cup, definitely you're allowed to use that if you don't really have anything else easily accessible. If there is no cup easily accessible in front of you, then fine, you just go ahead and wash your hands underneath the sink, and that'll be sufficient. There's many, many halachos in regards to if a person doesn't have access to water. Let's say they're on the road, or if they're somewhere where they don't have access to water, how far does a person need to travel to go get the water? Let's say they want to go ahead and daven, but they don't have water right in front of them. So there's various halachas how far a person needs to travel. I'd rather not get into all the details of that halacha, but basically, if a person does not have water in front of them, then what the person should do is they should wipe their hands on something that in Hebrew is called a midi de manki, something that cleans their hands, some type of cloth on wood. If somebody is in school and they have a desk, so they could do it on the desk, or a person could do it on a shtender, on a table, or some type of cloth, maybe their clothes. There's other halachos about not doing, you know, wiping your hands on clothes. That's if it's wet. Over here, a person, I think, is allowed to do it on their clothes if necessary, if they don't have access to water, but that should be done before a person davens. If a person washed their hands, but delayed before they actually went and davened, they washed, they know they washed, but they got busy with something else. So then if their mind was always on the davening and they were just, you know, getting ready to daven and they're just doing other things, then they do not need to wash again. If a person stayed in shul, the entire time, then we say that, oh, since they were in shul the entire time, they just went to get a sitter, they just went to get a chumash or something, then we say their mind is always on the davening and they were careful not to touch anything, and, you know, we say that that is good enough. People rely on this a lot. I do this sometimes as well, that you wash at home, and then right before you leave the house to go to shul, and then you go directly straight from there, straight to shul. Let's say you use the bathroom before you leave the house, if you're walking to shul, let's say. So you wash, you go use the bathroom, you wash your hands, and then you go straight to shul. So your mind is always on it. You went directly to the shul, even if it's a few minute walk, but your mind is always on it. Then we say that that is sufficient. We all rely on that for musaf. The men who come to shul, and even for the women who come on Shabbos, you wash your hands before Shachris, and then is the Kriyas HaTorah, the laning, which we'll discuss in the future. Are women obligated to hear the Kriyas HaTorah? But we'll discuss that. And then we daven Musaf immediately. We never find that men go out and wash their hands before davening Musaf, but the reason is that they wash their hands before Shachris. And since they were all in the shul and their mind was always on the davening, so we say that that is sufficient. The halacha is that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we also wash our hands for Shachris and Mincha, even though washing is not allowed. But for Shachris and Mincha, we do wash our hands, but we only wash till the end of the fingers, the knuckles, where the fingers meets the palm. However, there's just one difference. On Yom Kippur, we only wash our hands if you know for a fact that they're dirty. A person just went to the bathroom, or they scratched themselves in a covered part of the body. Then, and only then, do you wash your hands for davening. But on Tisha B'Av, it's a little bit more lenient, and automatically, you wash your hands for Shachris and Mincha, but only up until the end of the fingers. And once again, as we said in the beginning of this year, a few minutes ago, anybody who just came in a little bit late, that these halachos of washing your hands for davening apply to women just as it does for men. It's brought in the Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael and in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas. I didn't see any other svarim say not like that, and it really makes sense. There's really no reason why there should be any difference between men and women in regards to this halacha. So that is something that people need to be careful about. When it comes to washing the hands, like we've said before, we do not make a bracha when we wash our hands. We don't make a bracha of al-natil sadaim when we wash our hands for the davening, but just in that bracha, that phrase of natil sadaim that we do in the morning, or when we say for washing for bread, there's four explanations. What's the translation of the word netilas yadayim? You ever wonder, what is the translation? What's netilas? Usually netila means to take something. Netila means to take, netilas lulav. So one explanation is that, yeah, over here it means to take, and we are taking our hands for the water, you know, that we need to wash. But there is another pshat brought by the Ksav HaKabbalah. The Ksav HaKabbalah was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says what it means over here, netila means to raise. Netila means to raise. What are we raising? The way he explains is, not physically, which is another explanation, but he means that it's raising in Kedusha. Raising, because you raised your hands to a higher level spiritually. And you'll notice that outside many bathrooms, I'm sure many of you have it in your house, there's a chart that has, let's say, the bracha of Ashiyatza, and some of them also have the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. And I looked at one where there was an English translation, and they translated Al Netilas Yadayim to sanctify the hands. That's how they translated Netilas Yadayim, to sanctify the hands, to make it holy. So not that this chart is the one that decides the correct translation. There are four translations what it means, but that we see that idea to sanctify the hands. And what that means is that when we go ahead and daven, we don't just throw open the sitter and start talking and start asking Hashem. When we go eat bread, we don't just make ourselves a sandwich and go dig in. A person needs to approach everything, whether it's the davening, whether it's the eating, with some level of kedusha. We make a bracha before we eat. We're supposed to have kavana when we make the bracha. Before we eat, we thank Hashem for the food that He gives us, not to take it for granted, to thank Hashem for the food that we are able to eat. And that lends a holiness to every single thing that we do. Almost every act a person does can be considered a mundane act, just a simple act. I need to take care of this, I have to do this, I want to take care of my physical needs, my bodily needs, but everything can be used and can be done l'shem shemayim. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it, that everything a person does, even sleeping, even eating, even going on vacation, everything a person does can be done for the purpose of l'shem shemayim. This way I could be refreshed and serve Hashem better. If I eat this food, now I'll have koyach, and now I could go ahead and daven, I could go ahead and do mitzvos for the men, I could go ahead and learn Torah. every single act that a person does, even they're allowed to enjoy it. A person is allowed to enjoy life. But a person should have in mind that try to use it for in a spiritual derech, in a spiritual way. That's one of the reasons why we wash our hands, to sanctify our hands and to sanctify all the acts that we do. Okay, everyone should have a good night.